This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for being with us here today. My name is Bob Long. I am the official car guy around these parts. Auto World has been on the air since 1992 and has expanded over the years. I used to be the host of Motor Trend Radio and its predecessor, Motor News Weekly, when those shows went away. Most of the stations hung with me, and I expanded Auto World. So I thank you so much for being one of our great listeners, and I thank all of our wonderful affiliate stations for joining us and being part of the family. Also want to say hello to everybody listening online at GCNLive.com. We have listeners from all over the world. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to pop the hood, have some fun. Mark Evans is standing by, ASE certified technician and our go-to guy. You go to the contributor section of AutoWorldRadio.com. You'll see Mark's bio and his picture, and he's all set, ready to go to take your questions of the mechanical sort. So if your air conditioning isn't working, if it's got that funky smell, or if your brakes are squealing, or car's pulling to one side, or you've got a problem. You know, the worst thing is one of the worst things, or health things are the worst thing. Take it from one of those. But one of the more difficult things in life is when you go and bring your car into the shop and you think it's going to be $100 or $200 maybe, and they say, it's going to be $3,000, and you don't have $3,000. So if you have had one of those unfortunate diagnostic opinions, let's get the opinion of Dr. Mark Evans, who's with us at 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Got a leftover trivia question from a previous hour of the broadcast about the car song 409. That was a famous engine from General Motors. Who sang 409? Whoever comes up with the answer will get a free prize, courtesy of Warren Tracy. He's the owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Mark Evans, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. Hey, good to be along with you. And I was going to say, the 409, isn't that some kind of cleaner that we go buy at Walmart and spray to clean our kitchen?
Yes, it is. That's true. It very much is. No doubt about it. Yeah, we've been talking in a previous hour of the broadcast of talking about recalls, talking about depreciation, and there's one, thing that I know growing up in my neighborhood back in Needham, Massachusetts, my parents liked new cars, and that was kind of their treat. My dad didn't like to travel, so he had done enough when he was in the Army, so he didn't like that. So the treat for my family was, every 3 years or so getting a new car. And this is back, in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, 80s, where, you could turn around and turn your car in. New car is like $7,000, and you get four for your older car, and you only have to put three down, pay cash or finance the three. It's a different world back there. But nowadays, with a new vehicle more than $35,000, an average new vehicle, not a special new vehicle, major investment, and folks are taking out huge loans. Have you heard about these 7, even 10-year loans that they're doing?
Oh, absolutely, Bob. That's how we buy cars today, is it's not about what the vehicle costs overall, but how much is the monthly payment. And if we can afford the monthly payment, you know, we buy it and we sign the paper, and not looking at the end of the 10-year contract, that the, you know, you're buying a $35,000 car, and by the time the 10-year contract's up, it's going to be cost you $135,000. So,
I know.
And you know, you and I, we see a lot of younger people that are 25 to 30 years old driving around with brand new cars, and they're looking good. They don't have to worry about coming seeing me for auto repair because they're driving a brand new vehicle. And I think that's the whole thing. They don't understand the aspect, and they're afraid of me, the mechanic, the technician in the shop. It's mechanic jargon, words, you know, that we spit out of our mouth. You know, the Swinker valve, the Cronkite valve needs to be adjusted, you know. Nobody understands my lingo. And that's what I really feel privileged to be able to be on the radio with you to talk the lingo and explain it and describe it and kind of take, you know, take the wrinkles out of the words for all the listeners and all the people. And don't be afraid. And I just had a conversation with the gentleman yesterday about should I keep my old car, Mark? I have $100 a month payment, or should I just go out and lease one? I understand too, Bob, that the lease packages are going to be coming due, and I guess in 2018 is one of the largest lease returns in the history of the human being. So this will be huge.
Yeah, leasing has become back in vogue in recent times. There was a period which we went through in the early 2000s that it was very, very popular, and then it kind of went stale. Now it's back to being very, very popular. So buying a car off lease, you know, somebody drove it for 3 years and was mileage capped at $12,000 or $15,000 a year, it can be a really good car to buy, because if you lease a car, you have to maintain it and you have to do the service, because if you don't, you will get penalized severely at the end of the lease. And I remember one lady calling into the broadcast many years ago, Mark, saying you know, she had a leased car and it had like 20,000 miles on it. She had never changed the oil.
Ouch.
She thought she didn't need to because it was just a leased car.
Yeah. Hey, it's kind of like a rental house. It's not mine, so who cares?
Exactly.
You know, throw the door open and let the doorknob go through the sheetrock wall. It's not mine, right?
Yep,
well,
exactly.
Yeah. Can you imagine the penalty she got when she went to turn that thing in?
I know. Maybe she was forced to buy it, because that's the other thing you can do. Of course, if you're turning in your lease, you know, sometimes you fall in love with the car or you run too many miles up on it, because I know my wife had a history of leasing cars, and when we got married, she had a car that had gone over mileage and turned it in for a new car. And I remember having to pony up a lot of bucks to, you know, make the lease vehicle right, because she had gone beyond the allotted miles. But there is something to be said. I'm a little bit worried about the automotive future when I have folks on like Paul Eisenstein and folks like Tom Appel. You know, we're at the dawn of some really significant changes. As I was saying, you know, if you want a Mustang V8, you know, this generation right now, I think, is going to be your last Mustang V8. The next Mustang, there'll be a hybrid variant. I don't know whether it'll be a gas electric or whether it will be electric only to be determined. But, you know, right now, if you want a good old-fashioned American V8 engine, the only Ford product that offers it is the Ford Mustang GT with its 5-liter 440 horsepower V8, and the Shelby GT 350, you know, with a little over, I believe, 600 horsepower, and
right.
The upcoming Shelby GT 500, which will try to trump, no doubt, the Hellcat, so it will probably be in the 700 horsepower range. That's another interesting thing that's batted around the automotive journalism world, Mark. As they say in life today, you know, like 50 is the new 30, 70 is the new 50. Well, in the muscle wars, 700 is the new 500 horsepower.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll open up those phone lines. Let's open up the spigots wide at 855-660-4261. I can't believe no one has got this, Mark. Who sang 409? They were from California, I'll tell you that. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
We're rolling along coast to coast, border to border, and we're having lots of fun. My name is Bob Long, along with ASC certified technician and all around great guy, Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical problems. We have a trivia question out there. Who sang 409? And we have a winner. It's Anne Marie in the great state of Utah. Thank you, Anne Marie. And we will send your information to Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's throw out another trivia question. The Ford F-150 is the number one selling vehicle in this country, in the good old U.S. of A. Who would believe it? For after all these years, it's still the number one. And I want to know, what was the first year for the Ford F series? When was the first year for the Ford F series? And Mark is with us to untangle any mechanical knots. And Mark, we were talking about the demise of the V8 engine. I mean, Ford's new supercar, the Ford GT, has now been officially released to the media. So Angus McKenzie at Motor Trend drove it, and powered by a 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine. This is the same engine that originally debuted in the Ford Taurus show, except it was 350, 375 horsepower. They've pumped it up to 650 or so, but according to Angus, it drones. It's not a car that you would want to, you know, despite the fact that it's got, you know, navigation, and it's got a really high-end stereo system, and it's got a manumatic gearbox, no more clutch, and it's arguably more comfortable than its predecessor, the Carmelo Pardo design GT, in celebration of Ford's 100th birthday, which was around from 2004, 2005, 2006. Those have doubled in value. But Angus writes, this is not a car you would want to drive from L.A. to New York or New York to L.A. because it's going to beat you up. It's a race car for the street. So, and a pricey vehicle too, Mark. Do you know the price tag on that new Ford GT?
That's what I was going to ask. What kind of number do they have on it?
Oh, here's the crazy part. It just shows you, you know, what a wacky world we live in 2017. Ford was originally only going to build a very limited number of these vehicles, 300 to 400. They have now added some additional vehicles. I think they're going to build somewhere in the vicinity of 600 to 700. And so they knew there was going to be a demand, but they had no idea there was going to be such a huge demand. So like Ferrari and some of the other boutique automakers who put all kinds of crazy requirements out there. I mean, you can't be the latest, you know, pop star and necessarily get the ultimate Ferrari. For example, the La Ferrari, which is currently now available in cabriolet form, the spider version of that. There was a story about some multi.com billionaire, you know, who could not get one because Ferrari put down rules like you have to be a Ferrari owner, you have to have a history of buying Ferraris, you have to have this, that, and the other thing. Ford did the same thing with the Ford GT. They asked, did you own or do you own the original Ford GT from the 60s? Do you own the one that was around from 2004, 2005, 2006? Those people got a higher ranking, and then they asked people, well, what other Ford products do you own? Have you ever owned any Shelby Mustangs or any other high-performance vehicles? And the price was and is in the $400,000 range. It's a carbon fiber vehicle. which explains the huge jump. The Camillo design one from 2004 to 2006 was based on aluminum and sheet metal. That sold for $150. Those sell at Mecum. I'm sure you've seen them in other auctions routinely for about $300,000.
Oh, yeah.
As I've told the story on the air here many, many times. I was offered one. You know, the then president of Ford, Nick Shala, said to me in his British accent, "Bob, we can get you one. We can get you one. You know, I only need a few grand to get you on the order list." And the truth of the fact, Mark, I could have done it, you know, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm like an idiot. You know, I bought a house and lost my shirt.
Yeah.
And if I had bought that car, it'd now be worth $300,000, you know.
Yeah. Well, won't this be something to see the new one come out, of course, and go across the auction block to see what it's going to get?
Yeah. But you should see, how many people do you think applied for the right to have an opportunity to purchase one of these Ford GT supercars? Because Ford has gone back to Le Mans and gone back to serious racing, and this was a return to that. So there are many things that are part of the race car that at Le Mans. That, too, is powered by the same engine, a 3.5-liter EcoBoost, turned up a little bit more power-wise, but same type of transmission, a clutchless manual automatic. But how many people, let's say there were 700 of these Ford GTs to be made, how many people do you think applied?
Oh, I'm going to guess 100,000 people.
Oh, not quite that much, because, again, it's a $400,000 car. So you had to be financially also show the credentials that you had that kind of money to buy the car. You had that kind of credit or that kind of cash.
Okay.
So I'll let you give another guess. So not too many people have $400,000 hanging around in a bank account or have that kind of credit card bandwidth. So how many do you think?
I got to drop it down to 20,000.
Still high, but I think it was a huge amount. 7,000 people on that list. 7,000 people. I can't believe there are 7,000 people with $450,000 or more and also have a history of Ford high-performance vehicle ownership. That's remarkable in itself. And so Ford took those 7,000 people and hand chose the 700 or so recipients. And a few went to celebrities. No doubt Jay Leno will be getting one. A few went to some other, what they call influencers. This is another thing that ticks me off these days, that car companies will invite people to the ride and drive events that you and I went to years ago. And they now invite people who call themselves influencers. Do you know what an influencer is, Mark?
No. Who's that?
This is a new thing, and it's just bizarre. Paul Eisenstein told this story on air. He was at the launch of Lexus's beautiful new LC500 out in California, and he says, you know, usually it's the same people at the launches, but if there's some new people, he likes to introduce himself. So there was a husband and wife and a photographer from Australia. He introduced himself, and then on the day that they drove the car, something interesting happened. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you the story about an influencer in the year 2017. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
That's what I'm talking about. That's an automotive song, Commander Cody, and Hot Rod Lincoln is also done by many other folks. We had a trivia question about the 409 song answered by Anne Marie in Utah. That was the Beach Boys. And I've seen the Beach Boys a few times in concert. One at the McGuire's Award, and Mark Evans, who's along for the ride in this hour, our ASC certified technician. Remember seeing the Beach Boys there, Mark?
I do. It was a good time. Good time. In fact, the Beach Boys are heading to, going to be in concert here in Boise next week, so it'll be fun. Just, I'm not going to head over and watch them though this time, Bob. Take a weekend off.
Absolutely. I've seen them a couple of other times at other different automotive sponsored events. Car companies have brought them in to sing. Ford brought them in to sing once, and one other company as well. But before the break, I was telling Mark about influencers. This is something new as we live in the world of musician friend of mine calls it TV babies. I mean, everybody has to look at their digital device 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as if they're going to get a message from I don't know who. You know, because most of the time people are looking at pictures of what their friends are eating for lunch, or they're on Facebook.
Maybe they're waiting for Trump to call them.
Exactly. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous when you go to a restaurant and you see four adults sitting at a table, you know, two couples, and nobody's talking. Everybody's just looking at their stuff. And, you know, these aren't brain surgeons or heart surgeons or CEOs. These are just regular folks. And I've heard of teenagers who get together in one room physically, but don't talk. They just do it via the digital device. That is pretty weird. So from that same school, influencers, Paul Eisenstein, noted automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, he told me he went on a recent trip, and as I was saying, it was some new people there from Australia, husband and wife, and a photographer, and he introduced himself. He figured, I'll find out what, you know, who they're with, what they're doing, you know, during the test drive of this vehicle. So the next day, while the traditional journalists stay, got to the went to the presentation and then got into the cars to drive them, right, Mark?
Right, right.
These folks stayed behind, and Mark kind of looked, what's going on? And what's going on over there is the husband and wife are making out all over the hood of this car.
Oh, my.
And doing all kinds of stuff. And then they're in the back seat making out. And then they're in the front seat making out. And then they're, you know, doing some other very flirty things. And so, come to find out, after the Rhine drive, Mark, our friend Paul, went up to them and said, pardon me, but what exactly do you guys do? And the Australian gentleman said, we're influencers. We have a site. We put up pictures of ourselves, both very good-looking people, you know, a model-esque wife and a model-esque male. You know, we put up pictures of ourselves, you know, having fun in front of vehicles or jewelry or any high-end item. And this is how we make our living. So welcome to 2017.
My goodness.
An influencer.
Yes. Well,
just because this guy's make, is that what is, let's get into the psychology of this, Mark. Does this mean, you know, is Lexus, you know, thinking because you look at a picture of two very good looking people making out in this vehicle, it somehow psychologically is going to tell you, this is a vehicle I need to buy because the same thing's going to happen to me?
Yes. Yeah. Well, though too, Bob, back in the day and still today, well, what year was it? That's a good trivia question. I have no idea. But what year was it when they started putting a good-looking female in a skimpy outfit next to the car and taking photos and putting that out there?
I know. I mean, it has been done since the beginning of the automobile. I mean, certainly the dress of the late 1800s and 1900s, you know, certainly weren't anything skimpy. It's interesting that it kind of reached its peak again during the late 90s, early 2000s. I never had the pleasure of going to the Tokyo Motor Show, but from my international journalist friends, they always told me that that was the raunchiest one as
really?
Far as skimpiest dressed models. SEMA,
yep.
You know, they used to have the models, a lot of them were strippers in Las Vegas working the day shift and making a good salary, yeah. You know, in front of a tire or wheels or whatever, and a lot of, you know, guys will do anything. Guys are stupid, and, you know, they would want their picture taken, and I'll be the first one to admit, when I was single, Mark, I think I had you take a bunch of pictures of me with some of these
yeah.
folks.
I'm raising my right hand. I'm guilty of taking the photo.
Yeah, I think at the time you were married, so I don't remember you doing that.
Did you want me to put those on Facebook for you, Bob?
No. We'll leave that to the side. Yeah, I have married Las Vegas. I have a few other Las Vegas secrets I could share that would surprise people, but we can't do that either. But
let's cool everybody off, Bob. I got a little bit of a trivia question to keep everybody cool since they're in their hot, steamy houses. Hopefully not. What year was it that Nash came up with the first automobile air conditioning system? What year do you think that was?
That's a good question. Let's put that one out there. And we also have the question about the first year for the F-Series from Ford, which is the number one best-selling vehicle.
What's the F stand for?
Yeah. Go a lot of directions with that. But let's see. We got an actual email here from Talk Radio Orlando listener, and the listener's name is Peter. Peter is the owner of a 2011 Mazda 3, and he writes on his digital device to me, no doubt, that he needs help from Mark. He's got a driver's side window that only comes partially up, and then he has to physically pull it up the rest of the way.
What's wrong with
his Mazda 3?
Not fun. It's pretty simple, actually. There's two things, Peter, you need to check. When you're grabbing a window, Bob, in any kind of automobile that's got power windows, which most of the cars and trucks today all have power windows, when you have to physically grab the window and have somebody else or use your elbow to push the button to get it up, the motor is toast. It's no longer working. It does not have the power to lift the weight of the glass. That's what's going on, Peter. And so there's two things. If you're grabbing the glass and it's easy for you to pull it up and it's still in the track and the guide, that means that the motor is bad. For the people, I just had one the other day, Bob, that the motor, and this is something that Peter could have checked also, you have to take the door panel off anyway, but once you take the door panel off, you can get the motor exposed. And I had one the other day on a Chevrolet S10 pickup, a 2000 model, and the motor are put, the electric motor are put into the door chassis or the frame with rivets, and the rivets eventually break and break off, just completely break off. So your motor is sitting in a pocket, but it's not really, of course, not tight anymore in the framework. So the rivets are broke. Now, Peter, you could have that problem too, where the motor is bound up within itself in its own framework. So you can take the door panel off, but it looks like, that's going to be a lot cheaper, Bob, for Peter. Because a shop can, like I do, I just drill the rivets out and go back in and put new bolts in and double nut them so the bolts never come loose again. The motor then is mounted rigid, fixed, and solid, and then it can actually push that window up the channel. So that's a lot cheaper than replacing a window motor. But window motors aren't that much anymore. It's the labor. A window motor for the little Moss is going to run Peter probably $35-$45 for the part, the motor itself.
Not bad.
Yeah, and I don't recommend
it. You should get one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should spring for it and get it. Get a good technician to do it or tackle it yourself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back with Mark Evans, ASC Certified Technician. Some different emails are filtering in. Phone line is available too, 855-660-4261. We are live. I know many times there have been the best of this show in recent times when I've had health problems, but we are live here right now as you speak. And even if you're getting us on tape delay, it doesn't mean you can't participate or you're listening to us in archive form or podcast form, because on autoworldradio.com I've added a question and answer section. So if I get a question during the week for Mark, I'll send it to Mark, and he can give me the answer to put up on the site or answer the person directly. So that's something new we have just started playing around with. Eventually, hopefully, we'll have a 24-hour number that folks can actually leave a message on. But we're getting some guesses here on the two trivia questions. And Mark, why don't you reiterate your trivia question?
Yeah, being summertime and all, Bob, I thought I'd throw an air conditioning question out there. And one is, the first automobile company to offer air conditioning was the Nash. And the Nash, in what year was that offered by Nash? In what year was the air conditioning offered? In fact, here's a little trivia on that, too, Bob. The system filters heats the air from the outside of the car before it brought it into the inside of the car. So they had the little canister, of course, on the outside doing its job before, you were sitting inside before you got that cool air. But yeah, Nash did that. But what year was that they did that?
Very cool. And the other trivia question is the debut year for the Ford F-Series, the pickup truck that we all know today as the F-150, best-selling vehicle for decades. Hard to believe, but true. America loves their trucks. It's going to be interesting as we move ahead into the automotive future. There are a number of truck manufacturers who are looking at electric motors and hybrid trucks. We're going to see that in the not-too-distant future. But first things first, here's another question coming in for Mark. This is an interesting one. This question comes out of Idaho, actually, Sandpoint, Idaho. And the question the gentleman writes, I enjoy listening to the program. Thank you so much. Here's a question for Mark. Mark, I'm up there in age, and I'm turning in my Cadillac, and my daughter has me looking at some of these new vehicles, and I've taken a few Hondas for a ride, and I can't understand why after I shut the car off and I'm walking back into the dealership, the fan is still running. Can you explain that?
Well, Bob, he's probably talking about the electric fan, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. That's what he's hearing, getting out of the car. He shut the car off, and meanwhile, as he's walking back into the dealership to consider test driving another vehicle, he can hear the fan belts going.
Yeah, well, what that is an electric fan that is thermostatically controlled to always run if the key's on and or off to keep the coolant in the radiator at a certain temperature, which we call it being cold, keep it cool. And that's a good thing. You do want to hear that fan running. What happens is, let's go back in the day, Bob, of course, the older cars, we had a water pump, which, you know, we all have water pumps on our cars and trucks today still, but we had a mechanical fan basically mounted rigid to the water pump, and then it had the belt that was attached to the crankshaft of the motor, and of course it spun the metal fan at the same RPMs as what the motor was running. Well, the water pump circulates, of course, the same RPMs, the speed of what the motor's running. But so you're driving down the road and you got your engine up there to operating temperatures of 200, 180 degrees, 200 degrees. And, you know, as this gentleman in Sandpoint, beautiful area, by the way, up there in North Idaho. But, you know, you pull over and you got it up to operating temperatures. You pull over, you park, and now your water pump is not circulating the coolant anymore. It's stagnant within the block. Now, that engine block could be aluminum cast, the old steel cast, whatever metal it's made out of, but it's not moving, so it's going to start basically boiling. So what they've done is they put thermostatically controlled electric fans to help not only drive air through the radiator up front to keep that cool, but to also draw air across the engine block. And so what that's done, Bob, is it's saved everybody from blown head gaskets, because you don't have, you know, the older cars, of course. You get that coolant in there that's not moving, and you're going to actually just sitting there getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So the folks out there that look at the temperature gauge, and you drive, and you got it, the temperature gauge is operating at the same area that you're used to watching it sit there at that number, or that needle's at that same spot. And as soon as you pull over and park, you'll see, once you turn the engine off, you'll see the temperature gauge go up when the motor not running. So electric fan-wise, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that he's got that or she's got the electric fan running when you stop and walk away from the car. And for those folks that don't hear the electric fan running, you better get into a shop and let them check the electric fan itself and or the sensor to make sure that we want the electric fan to run, Bob, when you stop and turn the engine.
Absolutely. That makes a whole lot of sense. And there are more and more electrical components being placed in new vehicles. And one of the trends, Mark, is the elimination of the traditional power steering, the hydraulic power steering. So many new vehicles now are going to EPS, electric power steering, eliminates that. Explain the difference between an EPS system and a traditional hydraulic power assist system.
Well, it's pretty complicated, truthfully, but the whole thing I want to point out first is safety. I believe Cadillac was the first to bring into the electric power steering system. One thing about it, when you're parked, Bob, in downtown or wherever you're parked, your tires aren't spinning because you're parked. But you need to do that parallel park your car. So when you go to parallel park, your tires really are not moving very fast. So that's when you really, really need a lot of power steering. So the steering wheel turns easy. So electric-wise, what they've done is electric motors, they made it where the motor's sitting there idling, so the power steering belt that's spinning the power steering pump isn't spinning that fast, of course, because you're sitting there idling. So electric motors take over and make it spin. The tires, the power steering unit, spin a lot easier, makes your steering wheel spin a lot easier. Now, safety-wise, when you're going out there on the road and you're doing 80 miles an hour on the freeway, you really don't want your steering wheel to turn real easy because you'll be in the ditch. So it's called, through the anti-lock brake system, they're actually using those sensors to verify and see how fast the tires are spinning. And if the tires are spinning at a high rate of speed, then it makes your power steering through the electric motors harder, stiffer. The steering wheel doesn't turn as easy. So when you go to pass them on the freeway, you don't even feel it, but it still feels like power steering, but it's very, very rigid, making you stay in that lane. So that's why I bring it back to the word safety. And I've had some of those electric motors go out. Work-wise, fix-wise, Bob, you really got to get into my head, man, back in the back file cabinet, because it's tough sometimes to diagnose the problem. But we find it. We find the sensor. Usually it's just a sensor that's bad on the wheel. And once we replace the sensor, you know. And there's no lights, by the way, Bob, on the dash. I want everybody to know that. Everybody's getting so used to engine lights being on, or even the tire check light come on because of I've got a low tire. Well, there is no lights for your power steering sensors, folks. So you don't expect, I guess what I'm saying, Bob, is the full-service gas stations have been long gone. So all this trouble fault code scan once a month. You can go in store and get it done. Because they'll scan
absolutely.
Tell them, you know, that's scan. It's a physical. They'll tell them if you've got a hiccup in your system somewhere. So
it's very important. And you know, this is another thing too, to give more power in the horsepower races. If you have the electric assisted steering, there's less parasitic power loss from the drive belts having to, you know, pull your alternator and pull your power steering and
right.
And air conditioning and everything else. So this is a way for automakers to give your engine a little bit more zip as well.
Yeah. You know,
telephone number.
Well, I was going to say to you, Bob,
folks, right ahead.
That clutch fan, too, they're talking about horsepower. The old conventional clutch fan used to take 20 horsepower right off the top just to run.
No kidding.
Yep.
No kidding. Wow. It is a golden era, folks. And again, I don't mean to be a broken record here, but if you have the funds, if you have the means, the cash, if you have the credit, get yourself one of these new vehicles, or get yourself one, 2 or 3 years old. Let somebody else take the depreciation hit. Mark Gibbons, we salute you, my friend. Thank you for being with us, and we'll do this again very, very soon.
Thanks, Bob. It's always a gift to be with you.
Thank you. I'm Bob Lawn. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, Amsoil pioneered synthetic lubrication, and Amsoil continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.